Was Achilles gay? Twitter users debate. 11:30 a.m. January 14, 2021. Current news review. Was Achilles gay? Twitter users debate. Big Brother, Germany's Foreign Intelligence Service under pressure, Deutsche Welle. Researchers discover coronavirus variants likely originating in America. Two new COVID variants found in Ohio, with one dubbed the Columbus strain. FBI issues urgent warning about nationwide violence ahead of Biden's inauguration. Military trucks block roads to U.S. Capitol in stepped-up security. FBI, Proud Boys fans stockpile ammo, knives in NY home, Associated Press. More than 30 lawmakers call for investigation into suspicious access to Capitol complex ahead of breach. Russia prison agency warns Navalny he faces immediate arrest, Washington Post. Rittenhouse seen out on bail drinking with members of Proud Boys, prosecutors say. The Galaxy S21 Ultra packs two telephoto lenses and supports the S Pen. Switzerland is holding a referendum on whether to strip the government of its power to impose coronavirus lockdowns. HSBC says customers who refuse to wear a mask will have their accounts closed. Hong Kong ISP blocks access to pro-democracy website under national security law. Weekly initial jobless claims soar to 965,000. Five bold predictions for NFL divisional round, Tom Brady's heroics lift Buccaneers, Rams make another QB swap. Conversion therapy ban introduced in Mike Pence's home state of Indiana. Trump is reportedly looking to stiff Giuliani on legal fees for attempting to overthrow an election. Headlines review from the News and Times Information Network, 10 a.m. January 14, 2021. 1. Podcasts from Michael_Novhoff, 17 sites, NPR News Now, NPR News, the 14th of January 2021, 10 a.m. ET. Delta won't allow DC-bound passengers to check guns ahead of Biden's inauguration, NBC News. Trump tells aides not to pay Giuliani's legal fees, report, The Hill, The Hill. Ex-Michigan Governor Rick Snyder charged in Flint water crisis, New York Post. Rare tint in artwork may fetch over $2.4 million. WHO investigative team finally arrives in Wuhan. Trump's impeachments compared. Michael Novhoff retweeted, under Donald Trump's watch, the national debt increased by $7.8 trillion. Headlines review from the News and Times Information Network, 10 a.m. January 14, 2021. CIT, NYPD cop stabbed by NYC woman in her home, New York Daily News. Nets officially announce James Harden blockbuster, New York Daily News. Nets admit they're trying to win New York, New York Daily News. Kings approach new season with playoff aspirations, LA Daily News. World, 50 years on, the Nile Dam that changed the face of Egypt. World, Cuba tweaks socialist model to encourage work amid crisis. France climate trial, NGOs accuse government of climate inaction, bring case to court. A day of historic impeachment, a U.S. capital as armed encampment. Tunisia, 10 years on, somber celebration a decade after the uprising. New York Daily News, body of missing transgender woman found inside SUV in Detroit. New York Daily News, two off-duty Virginia cops, after posing for photos during riot, busted for roles in U.S. Capitol insurrection, retired PA firefighter also arrested. New York Daily News, Philadelphia cop charged with public drunkenness, disorderly conduct for vandalism incident. Brooklyn Art, Google News, Brooklyn residents slam state park closure for Cuomo pet project, Amni. Why adding accused Capitol rioters to the no-fly list threatens civil liberties, Hannah Cox, Foundation for Economic Education. Google News, Powerball grows to estimated $640 million, Yahoo News. Why does the U.S. mythologize its former presidents? Dash Al Jazeera English. Silent Melania Trump plods toward end of her husband's tumultuous term, CNN. Google completes purchase of Fitbit, The Verge. Hong Kong ISP blocks access to pro-democracy website under national security law, Fox News. Pompeo's flurry of foreign policy moves hampers Biden's start, The Hill. FBI, Proud Boys fans stockpiled ammo, knives in NY home, Associated Press. Pope Francis, 84, receives his first dose of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Mike Knopf on Twitter, researchers discover coronavirus variants likely originating in America. The latest on the coronavirus pandemic and vaccines, live updates, CNN. Post-COVID lungs worse than the worst smoker's lungs, surgeon says, CBS News. Lady Gaga, Jennifer Lopez to perform at Biden's inauguration, Politico. More than 30 lawmakers call for investigation into suspicious access to Capitol complex ahead of breach, KTLA Los Angeles. Latinx voters flex their power in 2020 election, Sale Matters. Researchers discover coronavirus variants likely originating in America. YouTube conspiracy theorists' videos go viral, Heavy.com. Big Brother, Germany's foreign intelligence service under pressure, Deutsche Welle. Michael Novehoff retweeted, Pope Francis, 84, receives his first dose of Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. Researchers discover coronavirus variants likely originating in American national interest.org. Biden expected to unveil $2 trillion stimulus package, report. Yankee Stadium, Disneyland transform into COVID-19 vaccine mega sites. FBI issues urgent warning about nationwide violence ahead of Biden's inauguration. Cambodia resumes mass trial of government opponents. WHO team arrives in Wuhan to trace the origins of COVID-19. New U.S. administration to inherit major economic challenges. Retired general, Trump needs to step down or be removed. Iran starts building key component of nuclear bombs. FBI reform, Mike Knopf on Twitter, audio review, questions over possible insider help for Capitol attack, 7:15 a.m. January 14, 2021 on hashtag SoundCloud. Europe, coronavirus latest, Germany reports record 1,244 daily COVID deaths. Western military adopts Azerbaijan's experience, Vestnik Kavkaza. MI5, Google News, government defeated over child spy law, the Canary. World, UN watchdog confirms another Iranian breach of nuclear deal. FBI reform, Mike Knopf on Twitter, audio review, questions over possible insider help for Capitol attack, 7:15 a.m. January 14, 2021 on hashtag SoundCloud. Man with Camp Auschwitz sweatshirt, Olympic swimmer charged over Capitol riots, Reuters. Israel strikes Iran-linked targets in Syria, The Wall Street Journal. Can the Arab Spring really be an Israeli conspiracy? Middle East Monitor. Trump spy chief stirs dispute over China election meddling views, BNN. The latest, in video, Trump condemns deadly riot he fomented, WCTV. Weeks before the siege, the FBI was investigating Parler users' call for Proud Boys violence on Capitol Hill, Forbes. Was Achilles gay? Twitter users debate after resurfaced 2011 book. Hit, football, gaming, movies, TV, music. Israel/Morocco, Netanyahu's guest Mohammed Vai lays down his terms, Africa Intelligence. Michael Novehoff retweeted, after all that, Trump told aides not to pay Giuliani for his legal services, WAPO. Military trucks block roads to U.S. Capitol in stepped-up security. Michael Novehoff retweeted, federal law enforcement officials are warning that domestic extremists are likely more emboldened to carry out attacks on the inauguration and throughout 2021 after last week's siege on the U.S. Capitol, CNN.it/. Michael Novehoff retweeted, Senator Tom Cotton argues the Senate lacks authority to hold trial once the president leaves. Michael Novehoff retweeted, two new COVID variants found in Ohio, with one dubbed the Columbus strain, Newsweek.com. 1. U.S. security from Michael_Novehoff, 88 sites, just security, the early edition, January 14, 2021. From the archives, 20 years ago today, two gay couples tied the knot and made history, Toronto Star. Anderson Cooper shares when he knew, and when he accepted, that he was gay, NBC Chicago. Audio, The Guardian, Trump impeached again, now what? Politics Weekly Extra Podcast. Michael Nofoff's favorite articles on Inner Reader, One Dead, Four Injured in Suspicious Incident in Queens, New York Post. Michael Nofoff's favorite articles on Inner Reader, U.S. could hit 1 million COVID-19 deaths by May 1st, expert believes, Yahoo News. Weeks before the siege, the FBI was investigating Parler users' call for Proud Boys violence on Capitol Hill, Forbes. Michael Nofoff's favorite articles on Inner Reader, was Achilles gay? Twitter users debate after resurfaced 2011 book. Dash hit, football, gaming, movies, TV, music. Michael Nofoff's favorite articles on Inner Reader, Israel/Morocco, Netanyahu's guest Mohamed Vai lays down his terms, Africa intelligence. How the FBI tracked Camp Auschwitz Capitol rioter to Newport News. Legislatures boost security after insurrection, FBI warnings, The Hill. FBI says it warned about prospect of violence ahead of riot, The Associated Press. Australia calls out big tech hypocrisy, Trump treated unfairly. New $300 weekly federal unemployment benefits start to reach Americans in need, CNN. Prosecutors seek to change Kyle Rittenhouse bail conditions, Business Insider, Business Insider. Katko is first House Republican to back impeachment, Sepulveda faces domestic violence charges, rapid testing I to bring back offices, theaters, Politico. Jewish groups laud Trump impeachment, denounce incitement to insurrection. Latino, Google News, disproportionately hit by COVID-19, WA Latinos brace for vaccine, crosscut. Latino, Google News, deaths among Latinos in LA County from COVID-19 rising at astonishing levels, Los Angeles Times. Latino, Google News, only one in six low-income blacks or Latinos in Alabama want a vaccine, study finds, al.com. Latino, Google News, Latino, black children are twice more likely to endure multiple COVID health, economic hardships, NBC News. Military trucks block roads to U.S. Capitol in stepped-up security. Michael Nofoff retweeted, federal law enforcement officials are warning that domestic extremists are likely more emboldened to carry out attacks on the inauguration and throughout 2021 after last week's siege on the U.S. Capitol, CNN.it/. Michael Nofoff retweeted, after all that, Trump told aides not to pay Giuliani for his legal services, WAPO. Michael Nofoff retweeted, two new COVID variants found in Ohio, with one dubbed the Columbus strain, Newsweek.com. COVID-19 pandemic, WHO team arrives in China for virus investigation. Syria wraps Israeli aggression, calls for UNSC action, Tasnim News Agency. Live updates, amid fallout from Trump's impeachment, Biden seeks to keep focus on coronavirus, economy, Washington Post. Italy plunges into political crisis, again, here's what you need to know, CNBC. Goldman Sachs says the S&P 500 will rise 14% in 2021. Here's the roadmap, Market Watch. Russia prison agency warns Navalny he faces immediate arrest, Washington Post. Johnny Steinberg, the time when a president failed to bamboozle the people, Business Day. Turkey urges review of U.S. sanction decision over S-400s, Al Jazeera.com. Justice or revenge? House votes to impeach Trump for the second time. End of the audio report. Audio review. Audio review in 20 brief posts.